Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Here we are in the tower room of the air castle once more. And we are very happy to be here. Because soon Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy, those two happy little funny little wooden men, will be joining us. And no doubt they will tell us of their adventures since we last saw them. President Pip is here somewhere, unless he has taken one of his long walks. President Pip enjoys walking through the land of make-believe, which is a most beautiful place. First, he starts walking through the formal gardens near the air castle, then out through the informal gardens, and on through the forest and over the fields. He learns many things about the animals and about the birds, all living things. Not only in the land of make-believe, but in the land of everyday. Because, as the president says, first they must live in the land of make-believe before they can ever live in the land of everyday. It reminds us of a little song about a waterfall which President Bip once told us about, and we might sing that, hoping the children would like to hear it.
And the butterflies flutter all day long. Somewhere in the woods, somewhere in the woods, there are tiny little men who live down in the glen. You may see them now and then. Won't you come with me? There are many things to see. Somewhere in the wood today. There's a robin's nest in a tall, tall tree. Somewhere in the wood. Somewhere in the woods, and the squirrels play, oh so happily, somewhere in the woods, somewhere in the woods, there are froggies in a pool that sparkles bright and cool, while they have a swimming school. Oh, little friend of mine, we could have a lovely time. So come out to the woods with me.
Who could that be? Who could it be? Who could it be? Clickety-clack, little wooden man, 1 foot high. Here he comes. Hello, Clickety-clack. Oh, well, we're glad to see you. Yeah, so you've been taking a walk with President Pip. We happened to think of that just a moment ago. In fact, we were just speaking about it. Well, what do you know about that, Bugler Murphy says. Clickety-clack is dancing around the room on 1 foot. Oh, clickety-clack, that was wonderful. I think you're getting to dance very well lately. Didgler Murphy can play so well, we hardly knew it was him. I wonder if President Pippa's in here anywhere. Didn't I hear footsteps just then?
Do howdy.
Well, if it isn't Mr. We haven't seen you for several days. How have you been, Mr.
Oh, fine. Make a big, fine pie.
Oh, you've been making a big, fine pie. I know President Pip will be delighted with that. Where is President Pip, Mr.
Oh, work very big, hard. Work too hard. Never no more come out to see Mr. All time. Hammer. Bang, bang, bang. All time. So. No time for talk to poor Mr. Get very, very lonesome.
Well, let's go and see President Pip. I don't think he'll mind if we go right down to his workshop. Perhaps he's busy with his new invention.
Oh, make fine invention. Sometime bad invention hit Mr. In face.
Oh, I remember. You mean that mechanical man President Pip invented once? And when you touched the button, why, his arm flew out and hit you in the face. He didn't really mean to do that, though.
Oh, very bad man made from tin hit Mr. In the face.
But I don't think President Pip is inventing anything like that just now. I think it's quite safe for us to go down to his workshop, and I'm very curious to see what he has invented. Clickety-clack is leading the way.
Oh, wooden man not never afraid from a big tin man. No, never.
Clickety-clack is very brave, all right. Well, you see, Clickety-clack has learned not to meddle with things that he's not supposed to touch.
Oh, Mr. Never meddle no more.
Here we are at Mr. Un's workshop. I meant President Pip's workshop.
Oh, Mr. Un have big fine workshop with frying pan all time. Make frying pan a big pie.
Yes, that's your workshop, the kitchen. And I think you're a very clever workman in the kitchen, too. President Pip.
Not you, Mr.
Oh, see? President Pip not rack me no more.
Oh, certainly I like you, but I'm very, very busy, and I don't want to have to answer many questions. All right, then, come on in. I just finished my new invention, my wonderful, new, beautiful, marvelous invention.
Oh, isn't it magnificent, President Pip?
How do you know it's magnificent? You don't know what it'll do yet.
Oh, everything you invent is magnificent, isn't it, Clickety-Clack?
That's my new... My new super radio. Goodness me. With the crimson crystal we got in the Gnome King's mine, I can hear all over the world. Now I'm going to start it on. Now let me just show you. Sit down, Quickity Quack. Sit down, Beagle Murphy.
Mr. Aunt, sit down on the floor.
All right, just so you're out of mischief. Now I'm going to turn it on. I'll show you. Lots of static today. Lots of static. Something.
Why, President Pip.
Sounds like Russia. Must be Russia. Yes, sirree, that's Russia. Hooray! My wonderful invention works. Goodness me, I'll see what else I can get.
What could that be?
Oh, sounds like jungle music.
Oh, that's China. Sure enough, we got China on the radio. Don't they play strange music? Yes, see here on the dial, it says China. Oh, fine, then. This is wonderful.
I should say it is, President Pip. Let's see what else we can get.
What's that? Yeah.
Sounds Spanish.
Goodness me, isn't that pretty? I wonder what country that could be. Spain. Goodness me, this is a wonderful invention. Oh, I can hardly wait to see what else I can get. I'll see what else I can get.
France.
Yes, it's France.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, President Pip? Just think great distance.
Isn't it remarkable? Ah, vive la France! One jump up in number three, la joie de gloire of being. See what else we can get. From here, as well as received. So I'm going to say just a very few words before I turn this machine off. My dear friends, here I stand before my new invention, and you're hearing the voice of President Aloysius Wimbledon Washington Lincoln McPip in person, and not